It's fine.
Okay, you're good. Ready?
3, 2.
That was good. Ball crack.
Oh, we gotta go straight
into
this.
Straight into the shots. Yep, yep. Is this just what we do now? Cheers. We're just getting blackout on every podcast?
Apparently.
The f*** is that?
We're talking, it's like that sauce.
It's gonna be hard too.
It was that sauce show. Hot ones. It's like hot ones, but we just kill our guest.
Yeah, instead of hot.
God, I'm going to f***ing hell in my religion now.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Say hi to Eli. He's racially ambiguous and batty. That guy's fucking ridiculous. Donut. It's harder to rhyme, but he's a really nice guy. Welcome to Unsubscribe.
Hi, everyone.
Unsubscribe Podcast here.
We're with Batty, Donut,
and Eli Double Tap.
Remember to like, subscribe, and comment below. Because we always forget to do this, so we're adding like a 5-second segment.
Yeah, wherever you're listening, whether it's on Amazon, Google, Apple, Podbean, Castro, or that other place, make sure you rate it. Do a rating of not 4 stars or 3 stars.
The highest number.
All of the stars. Like Mario.
I didn't know we're on Amazon.
We are.
That's cool.
Are we?
Yeah.
Video?
No, the podcast. Hi, everyone. Unsubscribe Podcast here. Today we have Batty Streams, Eli Double Tap, and an Arab.
And Donut Operator.
Donut Operator.
And Arab.
Arab.
Arab
or Arab.
Right, you know, you're joking, and we were talking about this earlier. How Twitch is like a bunch of soft people. Dude.
We start. This is how this episode's going.
When people say my name on Twitch, sometimes they'll be like, Rab? Can I call you Rab? Is that cool?
Yo, what's up, Rabbit?
I feel like Arab is racist. Like, I don't. That's my name, bro.
That's literally his Instagram handle and Twitch handle, right?
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
Arab.
I'm going to be rating Middle Eastern guy. Give him a shout out.
That's what they do,
it's
bro.
Like super. Not
this is gonna be a real quiet episode for us.
Dude, they were
just me and the white guys. We're gonna hang out over here. You guys can go do whatever over there. It's cool. I'll drink my white claw.
I love PTSD sitting next to me.
Oh yeah, congrats. Go on that,
for it, dude.
Donna would tell me you get free parking everywhere.
Podcasts. Fighting war together.
And here we are 15 years later.
This is the guy that shot me in the leg. We got him on the
this
podcast,
is the thumbnail.
Everyone.
There it is. We're done. Thank you for giving Eli his purple heart.
Jesus. That is like, I am not comfortable.
This is fine.
You could tell it's a Twitch streamer in him.
Oh, he's waking up. He's like, just
white. It's weird, guys. I got banned.
Take your hat off for a second. What color is your hair?
Brown.
Okay.
I'm not a real ginger. I'm a day.
Wasn't sure if it was green or blue. Or...
It used to be. It used to be blue. And
you
then
can
I,
tell.
Yeah.
Why are you in Texas now? We got some property out here.
He walked outside of the airport and was like, there's fucking pickup trucks everywhere.
I've seen 4 Raptors.
It's all you see is Raptors.
That's it. That's all there was. I walked out. I was like, holy fuck, I'm in Texas.
Yep.
Donut's like, I'm in the gray Raptor. And he's like,
he said silver. So I started walking to the silver one. Yeah. It wasn't silver. Yours was gray.
Okay. Gray.
You're not that.
Sorry. You're definitely not silver.
He was like, weird flex, bro.
I texted him. He's like, silver Raptor. I'm like, okay.
He's an F-150 dude. Walking towards the silver one, the windows went up. And the guy in the silver one, he's like, it's weird, I heard the doors lock. Yeah. Kind of rude.
I'm going to be hurt.
That's fine. This is okay.
That's how you got the gate guard stopping Isaiah.
No,
okay.
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So Isaiah, he drives my Raptor when he wants to go places, and one of the gate guards at the neighborhood stopped him and was like, is this your truck? Like, I was in the car with him. I was in the passenger seat. He's like, man, you must be financially independent, huh?
Oh, my God.
Isaiah, my black nephew, Chocolate's nephew. And I was like, Zay, just tell him yes, and let's fucking go, dude.
You are financially independent. Your people must be proud. It's like, what do you mean? all of the statements above.
Zay didn't know what to say. He's like, what?
Panic mode.
Batty's like, look, delete the first 30 minutes. This podcast is 2 shit, minutes fuck, and 40 cock seconds.
Balls. I swore too much, guys. We have to scrap it. Can't put it on YouTube. Darn.
It just is a weird cut episode of 2 minutes and 20 seconds. It's like, ha, ha, ha. So they're on Twitch. What happened? Thank you for unsubscribing today. Give us a follow. Oh, we'll do that first.
No, we don't need to. We just drop it in. It's fine.
Oh, we're good. Do we do a good one?
Yeah, it's a great one.
Is it?
I mean, we're drunk, so it's fucking good.
I'm sorry. Well, did we have good audio or bad audio?
Best audio.
It's good.
It's good.
It was good.
See.
Have you watched our podcast before?
Nope.
No. Yeah. That's what everybody said. Everyone comes on like, never heard of you. Never coming back.
Well, I watched like 20 seconds of it.
Oh, that's honestly the best amount of time. Like, just only watch in 20-second increments.
I don't even think it was when he told me come on our podcast. I think I literally just clicked it one day when Donut tweeted it or posted it or something. I was like, that's a cool name. That's a great name.
Thank you for your service.
I picture Donut's like, come on our podcast. You send back a picture of like an iPad with jizz.
That's our podcast, like thumbnails. And he's like, come.
Is that what you meant? It's like, no. Why? What are you doing?
All right, fuck y'all, bust.
Well, there we go.
Coming on the back. All right. Donut and I go way back.
Oh, yeah. When did you guys?
Can you go way back anywhere? You're only 24.
2016?
Yes, I think 16 or 17.
Yeah, we started banter on Holy Twitter.
We just talked shit on Twitter. We weren't really like friends. We just follow each other, you know. I think we were both mutual with Leon.
Leon Lush, more so.
And we'd interact. Tomato. And then he blew up way before me. Way before. Dude, I've literally been following Donut since like 10K.
Me and Donut started talking about the same.
Yeah, I was talking to you about around the same time him and I met.
He wanted to be a janitor for BRCC.
No shit.
Yeah, literally.
Well, that's how it is. That's cool. And then now you're one of their top creators, I'd assume?
Oh, yeah. Donut fucking crushes it. He's fucking a monster at everything he does.
Oh,
what's that like, guys? What's it like being successful?
I don't know. Best Twitch streamer I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I don't know. Most entertaining Twitch streamer ever. Not to suck
Didn't
your
set
own.
You up for that, but
thank Batty, I'm gonna start hopping in your streams, bro.
No, please.
They're so good.
Yeah, I believe it.
It's just make sure your volume is like mostly down all the way. Just turn it all the way down. Not all the way, but like mostly.
Yeah.
Because it's loud. It's always way too loud.
Be prepared.
So how did you get your start into, because your Twitch is, you have 500,000 followers.
Almost, man. I'm trying to hit it before the end of the year.
Bro, yeah. I'm so close to 100K, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm
first 100K, right?
Yeah, it's
a great feeling. I think I, like, teared up on my first 100K. Mm-hmm. I remember exactly what happened. I got banned at 80K.
Okay, this is a different way I've heard this story going.
I got banned at 80K for, I don't know, doing some, I always do some shit and then they consider it sexual content or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what
I, like,
you do.
Shook ass or whatever and I'm not a girl. And
you're not in the ASMR category.
You know what I think happened? I think when I got banned for 80K, it was, I was watching a Vice documentary.
Yeah.
And it was about free speech, ironically. Right?
Oh.
It was these comedians that, like, pranked the news channel. And then they're getting sued. So a dick statue pops up for, I think, 1 second, if not half a second on screen.
Like an art. Oh, wow. It was a piece of art.
It wasn't a sexual.
Like Michelangelo.
Yeah, it was a
Da Vinci.
Dude standing next to a dick statue. It was a fucking nice dick.
Solid. Nice cock, bro.
I was like, fuck. I knew it was going to happen, bro. And 30 minutes later, I'm banned.
No.
Oh, shit. That quick?
Yeah,
they take you down live.
Yeah, it was quick. Yeah, they take you down live. You just see the green square turn red, and you just know
like, oh, somebody put that switch on your ass
because everything just stops and it just goes to zero or not even. I think it still shows that it's
You should still try to cast, but it's not being able to connect. Yeah,
and I was like, fuck. And ironically, the same exact day, Pokimane pulled up a video. The same day, bro, Pokimane pulls up a video on Pornhub on accident. It was a great video of Mini Diva getting railed, okay?
Yeah, it's called cock and balls,
dude. It says, "Read." It's called Reading Causes Rough Sex Part 2.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was a great video. I studied it.
Oh, my God.
I had a 3-day or 7-day ban, and I studied it. Same day, she doesn't get banned, and I got banned.
Right?
Mine was a dick statue, and hers.
Didn't she get...
Dude, She was getting railed on the bed.
Yeah. This is like, that's like one of the biggest Twitch fucking scandals. Whenever, yep, whenever anything happens, everyone's always like, okay, but what about Pokemon?
Yeah, this scale, it's like girls flashing tits.
She's the one who threw the cat. Is that her?
No, that was Alinity. Alinity yeeted her fucking cat.
And then, fed her alcohol.
Yeah, the vodka
and that
shots.
That was like last May, like 16 months, 18
that
months
ago? That was 2019, wasn't it?
2020.
Was it 2020? Dude, I don't remember. 2020 is a blur.
I think it was 2020.
I drank a lot.
No, it was.
That was our Texas year.
Yeah, that was the Texas year. That was
our first year in Texas.
Yeah, 18 months ago. And then I came back and somebody botted me to 100K. And I was upset.
So that I was at 98 and I was at 97. I got botted up to 100 and dropped back down to 93. And now I'm going for it again.
So jeez. I don't know what happened, but it's like I got banned at 80K. And as soon as they came back, I was at 100K. So I don't know if it's somebody botted me or maybe Twitch. Like, I have no idea.
It's insane, man.
So yeah. I celebrated at 120.
Okay.
I remember what I was on the fucking way to a tournament. My PC had just broken. My dad cut the internet wire. Biggest tournament of my career.
What?
And your dad cut the wire?
Dude, he was fucking around in the yard.
I thought he just walked in the house with scissors.
Bro, he's
playing them bitch games against me.
It's so funny because this was a key moment in my career where like I had proven that I was a good solo player because everyone thought like I was only good in team modes. Yeah, because I'm like way too old. Right? So like
too old for Fortnite?
Yes. Oh my god.
I don't know, dude.
16,
I
thought video games
16's age. So like everyone thought I was shit at like the solos, and I proved myself as like top 50 in North America. And
oh shit.
So here's the biggest tournament, right? And I go to play it and my internet's shut off fucking an hour and a half before. And I'm like, fuck. And I call my dad. I'm like, did you do anything with the internet? Did you cut the wire? He goes, no. I walk downstairs outside and he's sitting there holding two wires fully cut open in his hand. I was like, dad, did you cut the internet wire? He goes, no. I was like, what's that in your hand? He goes, not the internet. I was like, dad, that's the internet.
That looks like some fiber optic cable, bro.
So I went to a homie's house and as I was there, like I fucking like a tear went down. I was like 100K. Like I did it. That, it was cool. It was a great feeling.
Everything. Yeah, that's fucking dope.
Yeah.
So you play Fortnite is your.
That was my initial thing. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know.
Not anymore.
They might know way more on your backstory.
So I played Fortnite once.
Well, his backstory in general.
Oh, no. Hit me. No, save it for the podcast.
I was like, you playing Fortnite. Donut mentioned you were like Fortnite and your coach for Fortnite.
Well, that's when I started popping. Because I mean, dude, Donut probably knew me of like 3 years without really much traction on my channels.
Yeah,
like it was like 3 to 4 years of me experimenting, figuring shit out. I did like interviews in public. I did like, you know, those harmless pranks, like opening. See,
that's where I first started hearing when you were doing that shit, the IRL shit.
Yeah. Well, no, this was like YouTube shit way before IRL.
I'm sorry, I meant like actual like doing YouTube.
Oh,
shit.
Like back then, like 5 years ago.
Yeah. So I know of you and I've seen that stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all that shit, dude. I deleted all that. I wish I privated it.
Really? Oh, when you purged
like,
it?
Because I went in the commentary community right after, because that's like where.
Oh yeah, commentary community.
Yeah, that was popping.
You have to have a clean background. People clean don't realize background. How they scrub.
I deleted everything. I was like, I'm gonna make commentary videos.
Yeah.
Dude, they scrub your so like that's where. Side note: when I did History Channel TV, like they were like, "What?" They just looked at my name for everything. I was like, and this is why young Eli was smart. And had a different name completely for forums, which I will never release to this day.
Eli, what's the name?
Oh, you know, Batty Streams. But yeah, same thing. Like they went like, because it's a point-based program of probably even for when you're doing casting is, oh, you want to do casting or any of the commentary. They will go back and search through all, like,
dude, I'm not
everything.
Saying,
that
not
you,
casting for fucking, like, games.
You're just cat.
Oh. No, commentary, like the fucking aggressive commentary, like Leafy is here type shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like pyrocynical, like those were the communities. Because I was, you know, homies with Leon, whatever. Yep. And like that's what everyone was popping. So I was like, all right, like I'm in these communities. What if I try it too? And I did like prank invasion reactions and that got me to like 4K subs in like a week. And then it just, I was like, I did that for like 2.5 months. I was like, how long am I going to fucking just hate on someone?
Yeah.
You know, like how long until this is fucking weird? Like,
yeah,
it's,
this sucks.
I'm it's not numbers. And it's like, it's not sure. I know I'm cracking good jokes, whatever, but my content's literally just fucking beating on some dude. So I took a break from all of it. And then I came back, like, that was in February. I came back in August, and I started my first ever stream, August 2017.
And that's when you were doing Fortnite?
It was GTA.
Oh, GTA.
I did a GTA. I had 10 viewers.
RP of, or?
No, just regular GTA. I don't even know if RP was
playing,
big back
just
then.
Playing GTA, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
that's when the chat was very empty and you're like, yeah. Yo, yeah, so what do you guys want to see next?
Well, dude, I had like 10 actors.
Blank, fuck yeah. Me too, guys. Let's drive this taxi.
I'll just play with homies, you know? 30 hours a month, whatever. And then January 2018 is when I started playing Fortnite, and that's when I started doing 200, 300 hours a month.
Yeah.
My college, my university, they took us in a week after ad drop and basically said, we're changing your major requirements. All the classes you're taking this semester aren't going to count. And the ones you took last semester aren't either. I was like, what? Like, we just got scammed like that? And I raised my hand. And this is a week after ad drop. So if you change your classes, you lose the money.
Yeah.
And you get like a W or a withdrawal. And I was like, when did you guys know about this? In front of like 500 people. And the lady goes, December, we confirmed it. I was like, so they waited until after I dropped to fuck us.
So they got your money.
So they got our money.
Holy fuck.
And then, so I graduated with 150 credits and you only need like 128. So I had like two extra semesters worth of courses. And so I dropped as many as I could to still be to still have my scholarship, even though the classes were still useless. Mm-hmm. And I just started full-time streaming.
Yeah, fuck that.
I mean, it was the best thing that ever happened, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you'd be making what everyone else leaving college makes, like 30 grand a year or struggling to find a job.
That they hate.
Yeah, that they hate. And you're like, cool. Yeah. And now you're like, fuck, I wasted all that time on college. Mm-hmm.
And Fortnite was popping, dude. I mean, probably.
Oh, you got free college, though, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Oh, no.
Do this.
What about how you grade?
Shade is the appropriate color for getting a discount on college,
right? Good grades. What do you mean?
Oh, good grades. That's it.
Wow.
No. Let me tell you why that's not fair. Let me tell you why that's not true. Because on those sheets, the SAT and shit, we're considered white.
What?
It's white plus like Middle Eastern. It says it.
Yeah, Middle Eastern. Because that was the mother of science.
One of the Lebanese dudes argued that like we were getting discriminated against and took it to court and argued that to put us with them. With the what?
With the
Yeah.
Yo, welcome to the team. Let's go, Jonah.
On the SAT, fuck you, Eli. We're considered white. Like when we apply to college, it's white plus.
White plus, extra. Plus,
yeah, not white plus, like white plus other whatever it is, you know, Middle Eastern. So no, it's not separate. I don't get the colored scholarship.
They're like, guys are smart Mexicans though.
They're gonna need this help.
Use
agriculture.
Hashtag agriculture to get 60% off college. Jeez. It's a discount code for college. You know, you're like, I got this off the stream.
No. You're Mexican and Asian.
And well, the Asians do really good in the schools.
Yeah, but the Asians, they don't give them scholarships.
No, because they're fucking.
Because there's too many smart ones.
Yeah. Yeah. There's too many. And then you just have them. They're like, yeah. Batty's like, I'm just drink a White Claw and not say anything.
I didn't go to college. I don't owe anybody money.
I dropped out of high school, so.
Yeah, dude. So like, Fortnite was like your calling for your initial streams.
Yeah, it finally popped off, and then I started. Well, no. So for two years, I had like, I mean, it was just a small. It was zero viewers for like a year and a half, and then you know, two viewers, four viewers, how you grow a stream, eight viewers,
the table shit, absolutely.
And you know, you do like the maximum you can to be at every opportunity to whatever, and
you're
then
live. As much in more than you should be and can be.
Exactly. Yeah, keep your sanity. And then in 2020, in February, I created a series that like completely changed the way competitive Fortnite was played. So I was one of the best players streaming the game because everyone who was better than me was only like fully pro.
Yeah, they wouldn't make
content. So I was known to be like one of the smarter people because there was only like two other people that would stream that were smart. So I made this series. Okay, so you know how, like, in sports, people watch fucking film?
Yeah.
Well, people do that in esports, too.
No, you're doing playbacks.
Yeah, you take a 25-minute game and you watch it for an hour and a half. The issue is it's fucking boring. Mm-hmm. And two, you know the outcome. Mm-hmm. You can justify a wrong move, right? Every game of Fortnite's a game of chess. Something happens, it's different, it's random. How do you, you know? So I took the 10 minutes that was entertaining, the last 10. And since I was known to be smart, I basically, so I would play whatever I was saying, but when I wasn't saying anything, I would voice over what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So imagine you could hear like Tom Brady saying like, and I saw this linebacker on my right and I knew I had 0.7 seconds.
Oh.
And down there, the wide receiver could cut because, you know, the defender was pivoted this way. So I you know, threw a Hail Mary and I knew it would land.
Yeah.
So I started doing that. Dude,
oh, that's a dope concept.
Uh-huh. It was called Inside the Mind. And instantly my YouTube went from fucking, you know, 200 views that I would get on my stream highlights to 20K first video, 40K second video. And then within a month, I was averaging 40 to 60K. And then it started going up.
Going up from there.
And awesome. Yeah. And then that affected the Twitch. The Twitch went from 150 viewers to 1,000.
I've seen that. YouTube to Twitch.
It's heavily. Like, you need to.
Trent, like, what's it called, Eli?
Unsubscribe. It's our podcast.
Shut the fuck off. Going from one platform to another. What?
Cross pollination.
Conversion. All whatever. We're gonna go with it.
Oh, interracial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
BBW.
From YouTube to Twitch is unbelievable.
It's the only one that transfers.
It translates so fucking well.
No other platform
can transfer to Twitch as well as YouTube. It's crazy.
YouTube's the one.
Every time Donut posts a video, we joke about it. Every time on my stream, I become the Donut waiting room because I know Donut's going to go live in the next 10 minutes because my view count will bump from 400 or 500 to 700, 800.
Because I auto-host you.
Exactly, because I'm on your auto-host list.
Yeah. Yep. He's the first person on my auto-host list.
Exactly. So if I'm live and Donut posts a video, for those 10 minutes between the video to he goes live, everyone just floods over, and it's wild to see how big YouTube can influence a Twitch stream. It's nuts.
Even honestly, those videos for like unsubscribe, because now we have such. I have a good. My Instagram's well over our fucking unsubscribe podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's nothing close.
Dear God, people always come in from unsubscribe versus my Instagram to my Twitch. And
yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Man, the new episode. Ha ha ha. Holy shit. Like, and you're like, new viewer. Not once you'd be like, I really like your Instagram content. Not a single fucking time. It's all the other
Don't picture.
Yeah. It's like, yo, that was cool that time with you in a dress, bro.
Yeah, that was great.
Those 20 times you were in a dress.
Yeah, so I took that series that blew up everything, and then I made like the largest practice server with like paid practice,
mm-hmm.
Oh, like shit. A scrim. So it's like 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, because I was known in the pro community, and it was like more fun than the super elite like practice. So everyone would play after the elite shit was done, and it would be like 12 to 16 hours a day, and I was pumping back out like $300 to $500 a day probably into like just paying people. Like if you win, you get $30.
Yeah.
You know, between you and your team. And it's like, they're playing for fun and it's all pros and shit. And there's like, dude, it had like 6,000 people in it, the Discord, and it was people that were active. And I did that for like 8 months. And I mean, that helped my Twitch heavily too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Like I was reinvesting way more than anybody else. Cause
that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Everyone in that community doesn't really understand the idea of reinvesting, like pumping back out money. But you know, like fortunately I have an older brother who has like a big marketing company, et cetera. So like he always pounded that idea into me. So I just started reinvesting everything. And then, I mean, that's to this day, that's kind of what I still do.
Yep.
Right now I do I quit the gaming like a month and a half ago and I just travel stream the world.
Yeah. So you don't do much Fortnite anymore. You've been doing those IRL streams.
No,
lately.
Dude, I didn't touch the game for 8 weeks. I went back like last week just because there's a new map. Played it for 48 hours, did a charity stream, and then now I'm back on the road.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
And you got the backpack.
Yeah.
The streaming mm-hmm. setup. Yeah. So like, what was... It used to not be called IRL. It was
IRL.
It was just chatting.
Yeah, they changed. Yeah.
It's a separate category on Twitch.
IRL.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So like, it's a separate category on Twitch. Just chatting. It's like when you guys watch me and I'm just watching YouTube videos. That's just chatting. What he does is he gets his streaming backpack and he just goes around wherever and interacts with people.
And what did I tell you earlier? What do we call him?
NPCs. I mean,
it's like literally interacting with real life NPCs.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Dude, the amount of shit, it just happened. Like, dude, I was out with a girl, okay, a close friend, and she's like, how are you going to make content? Like, what do you just do for 10 hours a day? I was like, it just happens. Just trust me, it just happens. and you're out and shit just happens. Dude, like we're out, we saw this fucking a street show popped up. Some fucking random rapper came and started rapping for us and like, you know, people get in fight. You just catch everything. I mean, you're out there just recording.
As soon as you put a camera up, and shit.
Exactly. That,
I did one in Vegas and I was like, man, I went live. I had the camera up right just walking around the strip in Vegas. I was like, man, I hope I don't see any titties because I don't want to get banned.
Oh, God, you saw titties right away.
30 seconds later, two of like the go-go dancer girls with the pasties on just walk around the corner like, Carol, like, no! Just trying to hide the shit as fast as I could, man. Yeah. It's like, as soon as you put a camera up in front of anything,
crazy's gonna happen.
Shit happens
every time. Such a dangerous stream too, man, because you could end your career like that.
So. Yeah. You're right.
Never go full ice.
You did, okay, so rewind. We were talking about it. You would do dates, like random, like first dates on stream? Because that's a fun ass series, and I'm not gonna lie. So, I could just think about the 2020 series of like when everyone was like single going through it and you're just live recording those interactions. It'd be gold.
Yeah. No, so I've done like a few dates, but that's like with friends, you know, like oh, okay. I know there'll be good content, whatever.
So like when me and Donut hang out.
See, people do like e-dates on Twitch. Bro, they're like, what do you guys do?
Don't worry about it.
They're
bro.
Like, but I want to do that. So I have this idea. I want to go to like France or something. Or some other country, and live off Tinder for 3 days.
So, oh my god!
Mm-hmm. So like in my Tinder bio, I will literally say, "Listen, I'm a live streamer. Like, I'm trying to live off Tinder. I need a place to stay. I need to go on a date. I need food. I have no money. Like, I'm doing this challenge. Like, I'm gonna be fully honest, right? Because it's like." And I'm just gonna swipe, bro.
Good.
Bro, and I'm just gonna fucking swipe.
I'm just gonna swipe.
I'll swipe left too on the ones that.
Oh yeah, you don't shouldn't do that.
And if I don't do it, then I sleep on the street.
Oh man, I'd be.
That's fucking awesome. And you're a big, good-looking dude too, with game.
Hopefully it'll, you know.
I mean,
to be fair, on Twitch you can't do the. You can't have full game on Twitch.
Yeah,
it's like you can't be you. And you
Tinder,
know, much.
Tinder sucks in Syria, guys. No one's on this fucking app, yo. Oh,
you're saying the first date shit. Well, this chick walks up to me while I was at the Santa Monica Pier, and I was like, "Well, shit, I have two tickets to the Ferris wheel. You want to go on?" And within like 30 seconds, and we kissed on stream in front of 3,000 people.
Yeah, see,
that was cool. That was the second day of IRL streaming.
Oh shit!
That was when like people were like, "Holy fuck! Like he'll be good at this."
That's what I
dude, because that's the thing too. It's like all these ideas, all these like experiences are just amplified. Because I would have never fucking done that off camera.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why the fuck would I do that off camera?
It's so weird. It's so random because I have a disposition. I think you guys are more into it now, where I hide my private life, like who I'm dating or anything. I'm like, they know I'm very. It takes
smart move.
Because I was like, I went through a public one, and even today, it's like 2 years later, we both of us still get messages. You guys are dating still, right? Are you still like, and you're like, what the hell? So going on, I was like, oh, I'm going to just separate this lifestyle versus it would be a blast. Don't get me wrong. Any of us doing Tinder dating on live stream would be hilarious because it adds a whole new equation to it.
I just get called out for swiping on Tinder while I was streaming.
I'd be using those biddies. Dude, those biddies.
Like, we see it in your glasses, bro. I'm just sitting here swiping, loading into raids and shit.
I'd be like, random kiss, 7,777 biddies. Done. bad pickup line, 10,000 biddies. I'd be.
Let's go.
I'd be rolling dice. Yep. I'm like, what are we saying today? Bro. You can pick my pickup line for 20K biddies. Nice tits. Nice tits. It worked.
All right, chat. And like, and that's the thing, too. You can definitely introduce challenges like that. So like, let's say it's going, they can send any message you want for X amount of money. So like, let's say it's going well with the chick and she's about to let you stay at her place. Okay. She's in for this challenge. And then somebody donates fucking, you know, $100 to make you say,
I have chlamydia.
Yeah.
Bro, it's IRL bid buy.
So, so am I going to be able to fuck you after? You know? like some shit that you know is going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Damn it. This is genius. And I hate.
Dude, Dude, it's a real life game.
I know. It's BitBot. It's real life BitBot, and I fucking.
So, do you know what BitBot is?
No, but it sounds cool.
Okay, so we have.
We all have to break up with our girlfriends.
Okay. Sorry, Lori.
Oh, man.
Dang it.
Mine was getting good.
Mine, too. It sucks.
We had that talk on the way here.
Oh, okay.
What, breaking up?
No, he was like, are you dating anyone? I can't. Not for this content.
Oh, man, dude. No.
You need someone. You can if someone's willing to travel with you. Because then it can be good content.
Open relationship. I like it.
Because on Twitch.
The camera woman. Nice, man. Nice.
She's a cuck. She sits there and records and she's like, fuck yeah, you do that, Arab.
Just holding that camera, making it super awkward.
Babe, look away. I'm flaccid.
But can you stream? Oh, you can stream on the corn tub. Has anyone
on the corn tub?
Or you could say porn up here.
Porn hub.
I mean,
can we?
He knows the word. YouTube porn.
Is that a gamer word?
Well, now we're canceled. Here we go. I'm white.
Right, here we go, Twitter. Round two.
It's like a shirt that says corn tub. It's like, what's that even?
Did you just see a shirt that says gamer word?
We need a shirt that says gamer word.
Yes.
It's still blurred out when people order it, though. They can't see what it says.
It's like gamer word and it's pixelated.
Oh, God.
That's such a shirt.
Oh, we have to
no,
get
like
that
literally
ready.
Gamer word, like not even.
No, it says gamer word. Yeah, but it's pixelated. I like on the website, it's pixelated though, so no one can fucking. What's it say?
Did you see? Though where it was April Fool's, I think it was 2 years ago, where Pornhub made it the Corn Hub.
No,
and all the videos were corn, and all the pictures were corn, and it was in the title. It was a shuck of corn. They made it for the 4th of July.
Or
for
good the marketing, bro.
4th of July, not that one.
I like but. they probably were on there and they're like, what the fuck is this bullshit? They were mad and they checked the date. They're like, Pornhub.
I was like, where's my Riley Reed at? Yeah. All I see is fucking corn.
Their Twitter girl, Aria's good.
Oh, yeah, guys, if you want Riley Reed, Sasha Gray, or.
Me and Michael also does streaming on Twitch.
That one. What's fucking Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Yeah. I like that's the list for. Don't blow him up. I put you, Henry Cavill. I'm sorry, I categorized you.
Okay, this is a terrible.
Henry Cavill.
What you guys trying to say is, who do you want to have on the podcast as a guest next? Put in the comment below, please. Thank you.
But go bug them also on their social medias.
Yeah. Hey, you guys should unsubscribe.
Batty. Yeah.
That's
go like, subscribe.
Why we named it that? Worst podcast of all time.
Our audio's working, though.
Working.
I like it's a beat. It's like, where's the NASA?
Good. Oh, man.
Oh, do we have to do another shot?
I'm not taking another shot. There's no way.
You got to do a halfy. You said you
They're
would.
Half shots.
They're
half. They're not even real shots.
Yeah, I got halfies.
They're like little baby shots. It's like My Little Tyke's first fucking shot.
Yeah, don't be a Tonka truck.
Okay, that was easy.
See? Little baby guy.
And so okay, if you puke on the podcast, how. You'll be the first one.
We're teaching you how.
I think we're at Arab's IRL streams are just fucking murdering right now.
Arab just crushing the game.
You posted your stats on Twitter
last
week.
That was a crazy stream.
Yeah, you did. You had like up like a million views last month or something.
Oh, you're talking on TikTok.
Was it TikTok?
Mil. It was 20 mil on TikTok.
Yeah, 20 mil on TikTok? Holy are you just posting your IRL clips on there?
Wait, what's your TikTok? What's your follower count
20
on?
Million?
Dude, not one. It was 170K. I spent 10 months building up to 170K with Fortnite content. And then I quit. I didn't upload anything for a month.
God damn, dude.
And I come back for 1 month IRL, and now it's at 350K.
I need to actually... I've gotten to 80-something, whatever K, without just fucking dude. Off. And... Like, I post maybe every 4 months. Like, I need to actually...
Bro.
God, TikTok is wild,
20 million
man.
Views in my first month.
That's nuts.
That's where the NPC thing made sense. Because I turned those interactions into 60 seconds or 40 seconds into stories. And you watch those, and it literally, it's like I'm talking to NPCs.
You're on a quest.
They're literal bots.
And it's like I'm on a quest, and I'm getting points for finishing it.
It's surprising how much... most people don't know how to interact with other people.
Yeah.
It's cons. Have you done it at cons? Cons have to be the worst because I know being with.
What do you mean cons?
Conventions.
Conventions.
Like, yeah, packs, I've gone to conventions.
Conventions have the. I love you all. Weirdest fucking people in the world.
I do. I've done a few conventions.
That's all of you. That's all of you. Okay. But it's. You see those weird interactions. So the gun space isn't that bad. Like SHOT Show, there wasn't. SHOT Show was still less than prime with like.
Okay, so SHOT Show is a rock. Closed convention though.
Yeah, with like
Freddy. SHOT Show's not bad. It's like when you go, hey guys, we're gonna be at BRCC. We're gonna be at this store.
Oh yeah, never mind. Because the store people are still like, hey, and again, we love you guys, but when you're like. I got this gun I decided to bring you. Come to my truck.
That's because you go to those conventions.
That's why your conventions are a problem.
Listen, come here, son. Are there any non-whites around here?
It's like, bro, just Eli. Wait, he's not white?
Yeah, I thought he was white.
There's no non-whites as he's putting on a hat. Is that a ghost hat, sir? Looks like a ghost hat.
Like spooky, spooky ghost.
Oh my and God. Yellow monetization. No, there it is.
Dude, I've been to like Complex Con and shit. It's whatever. Like the hypebeast shit. You know, anything that's cool to stream, I'm there for.
Okay.
So, and I don't care about going to the event. Like I went to Rolling Loud yesterday.
Oh shit.
I don't give a fuck about Rolling Loud.
Oh, I don't even know what that
I,
is.
I wanted to stream it.
I thought that was
it.
Batty's nickname.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'll take it.
And the Jeff was a slow roller.
That's
good.
That's good. But I'm not upset about it. Like, I like it. Like, I'm cool with that. That's okay. I'll take it.
That's your pet name for Batty.
Yeah,
right? Rolling Loud.
Come here, Rolling Loud. Here. Get on your knees, Rolling
next
Loud.
Time I'm like, hi, everyone. Unsubscribe podcast. We have Rolling Loud here.
Rolling Loud, open your mouth.
Why are you weird, man? Like, we were fine. And then you ruined it.
I got to that point where Eli had to fuck with Batty on the podcast again. Yeah. We're here.
It's been at least.
What's it like not being 6 feet tall?
It's been 5 minutes since Eli made a fucking Batty do it.
This is why we're on the opposite sides of the table.
There's aggression.
We fight. Just
there's aggression.
At each other's throat.
I don't know what Rolling Loud is, seriously. What is that?
Me.
You're good.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
You're good. It's only the biggest. White person on the table.
Oh my God.
There's so much white on my beard.
It's like the biggest music festival.
Some of that EDM shit.
It's like the biggest music festival.
Yeah,
it's I was there to stream and then my backpack fucking broke.
Jesus.
So like afterwards, I was like, I don't give a fuck about this festival. I just left.
Yeah. That was in LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry you went to LA.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Did you see all those guys? LA's not been great for the last
LA's not the best.
4 years.
I go to LA hoping that I get robbed. So that I could get a viral clip.
It's like, oh no, my wallet. Oh, you stabbed me just a little bit.
Here you go, take this backpack. It's not recording. Go home.
Just run with it.
We were talking about that on the way over here. I was like, just don't say anything about streaming. Hand them your backpack and watch them run home. Go to their room and take it off. And like
light up a crack pipe.
It's just all first person of a criminal. No, you see him drawing the sign to ask for money. It's like, this oh, man, is this GTA. Is a great
this is GTA IRL.
Punching a taxi, taking it, driving.
But my IRL bag is on an adventure right now.
You're on your phone, dude, just fucking typing in chat like, let's go, we need some bitty.
The little toaster that could, but it's an IRL bag.
IRL bag's like, what adventure are we on? It smells like dead hunger. Like, kill me.
That's the first thing I do if I got robbed. I turn the speaker off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that the dude wouldn't know, so they couldn't play like fart noises or whatever, and just let it roll.
And just watch.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It'd be so gold.
I mean, that'd be a story.
Oh.
You would go up.
Yeah.
You would break a mill real quick.
I could just walk around LA and be like, oops, I dropped my $100 bills. No. Leave your backpack only half slung.
Was this mousetrap? He's leaving a fucking trail
of $100 bills. And he's sitting like, shh.
He's pretending to sleep.
Oh no, I dropped my backpack.
Well, what if we took a purse and put a hidden camera in it and just threw it out in fucking Hollywood Boulevard?
What are you, fucking Mark Rober?
but we're not faking it.
I mean, like a little bit.
I like
you
the
idea. You think so? You think that shit's fake?
Hmm?
Mark's?
Yeah.
Yeah, he even came out and said a lot of his first... The first one he did was fake.
Oh, I feel like I might have seen that.
There was a lot of staged.
Yeah, there was a lot of staged in there.
Cool video, though.
Good on him for fucking being a genius content creator.
Yeah, he's, he's good, bro.
Him and fucking Mr. Beast.
Did you see Mr. Beast
demo guy that blew that bridge up?
Dude, I love Mr. Beast demo.
Mr. Beast explosive guy is amazing.
What was his name? Brandon Herrera?
Yeah, Mr. Beast explosive guy is what we call him.
Really?
Yeah, you can check him out. He's the real Mr. Beast explosive guy. On Instagram, go give him a follow.
Imagine building a following for years and then one video just have it picked apart and ruined, turned into I'm Mr. Beast Explosives Guy.
He should make a video. He should make a channel trailer.
You should see
I'm Mr. Beast Explosive Guy.
You should see our group chat. It was all of us just literally lighting into him because of that.
It's a five second video of him just standing there. Yeah. I'm Mr. Beast Explosive Guy.
That's his YouTube video. That's when you click on his channel. That's it. Hey, it's me. The real Mr. Beast.
Because someone left a comment on my YouTube blog where Brandon was in one of my vlogs, and they said, oh my God, is that Mr. Beast Explosive Guy? After Brandon has been like working for like 7 years, built an AK factory, built his channel. He's been doing all this shit. And then there's that comment. Oh, look, it's Mr. Beast Explosive Guy.
It's so good.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't know, on Mr. Beast's video where the military chases him, he was being chased by a bunch of Navy SEALs, our friend Brandon Herrera blew the bridge up. They hired him to come in and do some of that stuff.
Sure, he did.
Yeah.
And that was a Mr. Beast explosive guy, not Brandon Herrera.
Yeah, it's not Brandon Herrera. It's Mr. Beast explosive guy.
He's Brandon Herrera.
I don't know. I know who Mr. Beast explosive guy is.
One of my favorite YouTubers.
Mr. Beast
is taking off.
That'd be a funny meme if he talked to his YouTube rep and changed his name to that for like a week or two.
Do it for a week.
I know you watch these videos, Abe.
I'm going to tell him to change it without telling Brandon. Mr. Beast explosive guy.
Oh my God, this is the best troll ever. I love this.
Let's just fuck with a man's livelihood for a week.
That'll be fine.
We're great friends. Okay. We're good.
He just put out the Alec Baldwin video today. He's doing good.
He'll be all right.
Oh, such a good
next
video.
Next, we'll meet somebody at Twitch and we'll be like, just ban Batty for 7 days. Let's see his reaction.
Dude, I don't know how I haven't copped a ban.
I feel like you would have already.
Dude, I honestly.
During the sleeping, did you not?
Oh, man.
He felt. Can we tell
him? Yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it.
Because I was wearing the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
With hammer brought on stream.
Did you throw off on stream?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I was on. So I used to do grilling streams. I would sit out on my porch.
I did. I puked. Fucking projectile vomited.
Body fluids
vomited.
Are a no-no on stream, bro.
Projectile vomited. It's the first time I've ever done it in my life, bro. I got sauce. I was.
Are we talking down or straight?
I was doing an on. I have no idea.
On the camera should have been.
He's like trying to go. It just blasts out with vomit.
I was doing like this like fucking e-date with a chick, like a Lebanese chick. I was loving it, killing it, whatever. I got fucking blasted, and I drank a gallon of water. That's where I fucked up. I don't know. I was just like,
too much water.
Smart thing.
No, that's not the smart. That's too much water, bro.
Ah, bro.
That is way too much water.
I was like, let me clean out my fucking system.
Nope, that's not how that works.
I just picture this day. He's like,
dude, all I remember is laying in bed and then waking up the next day and my stream is like, everything's still on.
You pulled the baddie.
My little brother, somebody DM'd my little brother. He came into my room, deleted all the clips, deleted all the VODs.
I wish I had a little brother right now. Where are you, Riley?
Did
fuck
everything.
You, bro. My little stepbrother.
Apparently, I've projectile vomited. I watched the clip once. I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Batty just straight up.
Bro, I used to do grilling streams. I'd go out on my porch because I had a bunch of land in Vermont and I had a porch and I'd just grill and hang out at night and drink and whatever. And then one night, you know, mid-divorce, I was like, I'm just going to drink a bottle of Jameson in 3 cups. I had like these giant cups somebody sent me, so I just drank an entire bottle in like 30 minutes. Dude, I was tanked. And towards, you know, an hour and a half into the stream, and I realized I was hammered, and I had a moth, like a bug, just sitting on my head, like this big. I was like, I'm just gonna take a nap, guys. And I just racked out.
Beautiful sunrise in the background. Dude, as really? He wakes up.
I had donut. Everybody was calling me. I had like 400 missed calls.
We're like, turn your fucking stream off.
So I'm just sitting there like, just comfy as fuck on my front porch for months. That's not summer. Bad,
though. You were fine. You didn't throw up or anything.
I think the only reason I ever got banned was because I was like, I'm just gonna.
Oh, you got banned for it?
No, I never did.
Oh, okay.
He got up and walked away though.
Dude, I said I'm just gonna take a nap real quick. I had one editor who pulled me from the just chatting category. So I was no category. Sick. So you're allowed to sleep. Fine. I was like a pioneer of the sleeping streams. And I eventually woke up at like 4 a.m. and I was like, looked at my phone, threw it into my yard, and just like walked inside, left the cameras open, watching the sunset over the mountains and shit. Woke up at 10 a.m. in my underwear like, where's my fucking? Oh, I had no idea what was going on. Because I woke up like, why am I in my bed? I remember being on camera. I went outside, cameras live, slammed the laptop shut. Dude, there's a freeze frame of me in my pineapple boxers or whatever, slamming the laptop shut.
Oh,
just
no.
A mess.
What am I doing?
Because I tried to find the clip recently. It was like 3 days ago. We were trying to find the clip of the moth that was just walking around on my head. I was on my porch. And this bird-sized bug lands on my head and just starts walking around on my head and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
What's his name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
We named him Jeremy. Jeremy. Dude, he hung out on my head for like 45 minutes. Then he went and flew onto the bug lamp I had on my porch. Keep like the mosquitoes and shit away.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just sat on the lamp. He was too big to get zapped by it. And he just sat there and watched all of his friends die.
All his children.
As they flew into the lamp.
He was Jeremy, our leader. He wouldn't lead us.
That was it. Jeremy! Jeremy! What? It was fucked up. But yeah, no,
President Jeremy led them to their death.
I had somebody just purge the clips, the VOD, and never copped a ban for that one.
This guy's funny, bro.
With him? Don't encourage him. Stop it. He does not. Eli does not need any more. Gross.
Have you been banned?
No ban. I've never caught.
I just called my first one. We're not going to talk about it.
I can't believe it.
Congrats.
Fucking 6 years.
How many bans have you got so far?
I don't say on camera, but
13.
Okay, no, I think I had 3.
That's not bad.
Just don't fucking.
I had three, but I think when I got partnered, my slate got wiped clean because I asked my guy, and he said there's nothing on my fucking account.
You have a guy?
Who's your guy?
I just got a new guy.
I don't have a guy. I'm never.
I don't know. I don't really know him. It's just like they assign you a guy.
Bro,
if I show him my titties, will they keep me from getting banned?
They assign you a guy.
No, I had a guy. He's fucking awesome. I talk to him all the time. He's a great fucking dude.
Well, I got to assign a guy that like.
Wait, I got a guy?
I don't have a guy.
You don't have a guy. No, only certain.
Have we ever?
It's when you get like your new. If you get like the new split.
I'm almost at that good split.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Active.
No, you won't.
For 500, right?
Nah,
500.
You're never gonna get there.
Have we ever told the story,
Batty?
Which one? Don't talk about it.
No, you don't talk about that.
Okay, we won't talk about that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We were told the story about how Eli didn't know he was a Twitch partner for 6 months.
You're talking about splitting.
Splitting.
Splitting
them fucking legs, bro.
We don't talk about that.
Have we told the story about how Eli
didn't know
he was a partner on Twitch for fucking ever?
Hey, that's 100% not my fault. It went to my junk email. Just no, like
it didn't. It was in your regular email.
No.
It was.
There's no way that one went to your
junk. It was absolutely in your normal Twitch email.
Okay, now that I'm reflecting back on this, you're right.
Because I was on the phone with you.
Let's go back.
You got denied 5 times.
Eli's birthday.
I got denied 4 or 5 times as well.
Yeah, but you see on your, when you applied and got accepted, you knew. You knew when you did.
I knew because the guy walked into my chat. The guy came into my chat. He's my homie. He's one of my close homies.
Oh, you had them raid you?
No. He's one of my close homies. He just really likes me. He's a guy who works at Twitch. He really likes, you know, that I'm fucking not soft on Twitch. And he comes in. I remember it was December 18th. He comes in. I know exactly where I was. I was playing a game of Fortnite with a friend. And he goes, check your dashboard, dum-dum. And I was like, I know exactly what he's saying. I'm like, are you serious?
He's like, this is the one.
He goes, check it. I was like, no way. I've been applying for fucking 8 months, bro.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting partnered on Twitch is a big thing.
Yeah, they don't just give it to you when you reach the requirements.
Fuck no, they don't.
Well,
no,
unless you're
sorry as shit to get partnered.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy when I was in fucking 2018.
No, don't hit the old. Fucking. Don't hit the old G, because you were, when did you get partnered? What year?
2019.
Yes. Yeah. Me and you were in the same category. Don't hit it.
Years, that's almost
painful.
Years,
so. Painful.
Yeah, 2018 when you had to just, they don't show you what you have to do.
Before gifted subs.
Yeah. You just have to keep applying. And I applied like fucking 12 times.
Yeah.
And finally got it. But I look at my emails and I saw that I got it.
Dude, he just comes in and I click the fucking thing. It was done. And I freaked out. I was like, no way.
So Eli, what happened with you?
Eli, what happened with you on your birthday 2 years ago?
I applied.
Was that a bad verb? What, tacos?
It was a taco. Yeah, because I had breakfast burritos.
And ketchup.
Breakfast burritos.
I hate this podcast.
Why? You, this is going to be your
fallback. If you don't like it, just unsubscribe.
Oh, my God.
Unsubscribe. No, I applied fucking 5 times, I think. And my numbers were doing good. I was like 185 average.
Yeah, you're almost at 200 average. Yeah, yeah. We're doing good.
Still getting denied.
But that's what they do, bro.
Still getting denied. And then finally applied. Didn't hear back. Or so I thought. And then after, like, I remember texting, but I was like, bro, after 3 months, I didn't even hear
it. I was literally on the phone with you. You fucking, I was talking on the phone with you. I was like, Eli, I searched up what the subject line of my partner email was. I was like, Eli, you had to have gotten something. Here's the denial subject line. Search it. He's like, I just have my old ones. I'm like, here's my acceptance one. Search this subject line. Oh, he just said fucking oh. That's not all you said.
But that was after they emailed me after my 6th application.
Yeah.
So
it was line when you searched
3 months, didn't hear back. Text Batty. He didn't say anything yet. Applied again. I was like, and then I was like, Batty, it ain't changed shit. This is bullshit. He's like, check, blah, blah, blah. But I got an email from Twitch. I just need to read it. Because it's like, bro, you're a partner. I was like, you just got to hit the button. We accepted you like months ago. I was like,
my Eli, this partner is what the email like, looks like.
He hits refresh. He's got a check mark.
That's literally what it was. Eli got the email and he just was.
Just imagine being accepted and then reapply. It's like getting a job and be like, fuck yeah. Here's my resume. Tell me what you think. Hit me back in a few months. Love you. And they're like, bro, we hired you like 4 months ago. And it's like, no, you
it's
didn't.
Okay. It's okay. Don't stress about it.
You did accept me 4 months ago. Shit,
awkward. Did. Imagine if your numbers have dropped to like so much that the new application is like, never mind.
We unaccepted you. Fuck.
What do you think of that? Should they remove partner?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, absolutely.
Not like if you drop for a month or two. Like if you're
We're talking. There's people that haven't streamed in 3-4 years. And absolutely.
Well, no, not haven't streamed. Just like you still stream, but you get fucking 3 viewers with a partner badge.
I've seen that. I know what you're talking about. I see that a lot.
To be honest, I don't know about that. I feel like there should be some sort of requirement, though, right?
Well,
yeah.
I feel like a shitbag because you know my stream schedule is very.
You're all the worst.
If you don't stream for a long time, that's just like it's like being verified.
But I hear your guys' stories. You're like, I was fucking streaming 200 hours a week.
I mean, yeah, you do the same thing.
And I'm like,
Donut did it. Me.
There I was like, streaming 10 hours a week.
Yeah, but I'm not out here trying to fuck people over just because they do different things.
Yeah.
That's not how I see shit. Like, I see shit, like, well, we talked about the Pokemon thing earlier. Like,
Pokemon.
I don't see it as we both should be punished.
Trigger back.
like, I don't see it as we both should be punished. I see it as we both shouldn't be punished. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some people see it as you both should be punished. But really, if you look at the context, both of them were accidents.
Bro, 100%. Hold this accountability. Context matters. Where the fuck did that go?
I think there's none of that, bro. There's none of that.
What's his fuck came out and said that shit, and it was just like...
Emmett Shear.
Emmett. Just into smoke the minute he said it.
Yeah. I think if you're not hitting your numbers and you're at 3-5, because I see that too. It's like, fuck off. You're not... It should be... You worked hard.
Okay,
yes,
but
you got
Eli,
hard.
Same point. Your Instagram post. You have an Instagram post. You're verified on Instagram. You're not hitting nearly your verified numbers. Do they pull that?
I see.
Because that's a Twitch check mark. It's a verification. Whether you want to call it your... Because when you first get verified, nothing changes. You don't get a better sub split. Nothing changes on Twitch when you go from affiliate to partner. Except for that fucking check mark.
Exactly. Nothing.
Nothing changes. Honestly.
I think...
You can access more rooms at TwitchCon. That's it.
Woo! They give you a free Red Bull sometimes.
Do they?
I mean, one time, the second time I went, they didn't. I was super excited for the free Red Bulls. Didn't
Are you going them. This year?
This year? No, because
there's an accident or next year. I mean, there's
it's not going to happen.
Dude, come on.
It's not going to happen.
Really?
100%. I'm calling it right now.
BushCon?
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen. I've never been there.
Dude,
you didn't go to
PAX. It's dope.
Did you go to PAX?
No.
Prime? Could.
No.
It was bad.
It was bad. PAX Prime is one of the biggest conventions.
You love. I've heard of PAX. Yeah.
PAX Prime is the mother of conventions. Average is 90,000 to 120,000 people walking in. We went
8,000.
8,000 people.
Stop.
Oh, it was.
Stop.
Do you know what a shit show that is?
Never
when
was.
You walk onto a game floor and you're like, you had more live viewers during your big thing.
Like, you did.
An entire convention center.
I can tell you right now, because nothing is going to happen 2022.
Dude, COVID, they freaked.
Come on, it's Amsterdam. There's no way they freak about it, COVID.
100%.
They have prostitutes.
You're not going to be able to get into Europe.
Yeah, right now, like Japan. Yeah, Japan right now because.
Wait till after the holidays.
The thing, whatever, the Backstreet Tour Boy. The
Backstreet Tour Boys. Yeah, yes, that's Eli, what they please. Call. Yeah, please continue this conversation. I'm ready for it. Yeah.
K-pop?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, K-pop.
Backstreet because of back. That. All right.
They're no longer doing it. That's what Game Grumps.
NSYNC? Yeah. 98 Degrees?
Game.
Where are we going with this?
I hate you. I hate you, Betty. You're a piece of shit. No, they used to not Game Grumps when it say.
Boys to Men?
Yes, exactly who I'm saying. No, because the YouTube algorithm, Game Grumps wouldn't say COVID anytime, so they called it Backstreet Boys. They called it Backstreet Boys Tour. The entire 2020. Oh, they were like,
yeah.
Because it fucked with their algorithm and they know it. They were like, oh, we just won't say it. We will replicate it with this word. Done. But because of that, now like
because of the new tour.
Yeah. The new tour is coming out, kicking off. Japan already said, yo, 3 months, we're not letting in people. Like,
yeah.
Period.
EU's closing back down. So we have a friend who's trying
was
to
that
move.
Dubbed or subbed?
Yes! God damn! You're good.
Because I hate stick around. I hate the dub version so much.
We have a buddy from the EU right now trying to move to Texas, like visa, middle of the visa process, and they're just getting pushed constantly because... It's like, oh yeah, we're gonna accept you in a couple months. It'll be fine. You can move here soon. Never mind. January. Wait. Oops. February. March. So don't even.
You know the craziest part of it? Just look at the fucking Pfizer stock, and every time a new variant is announced, it goes up 10%.
That's a money making thing. Why are we doing fucking politics?
So
that's not politics.
I hear a lot of shit,
guys. Invest in that.
Yeah. Seriously. Because I don't talk politics. I make fun of everything, you know, evenly. But, like, that's a thing. You know? Like, I'd fucking say the same thing if... see, that's crazy. That's considered liberal.
Yeah, right? If you make fun of everything, like, equally, you're a piece of shit.
There.
Right?
Like, Maddie's like...
I'm just pointing out...
Blurring my face out right now.
No, make sure everything's recording!
Somebody... I posted that. I was like... Ooh, Omicron just got announced. And I looked at the Pfizer stock. It was up 11%. I was like, that's look crazy how these two happen at the same day.
That's weird.
And some dude comments, he goes, what are you trying to say here?
Liberal.
I was like, I don't know. Look at it. What do you read? Like, I'm just pointing out facts. He goes, okay, good. I was like, oh, like, what did I say,
this
bro?
This is a great conversation.
I took two screenshots.
You should have
one
just
of Twitter
did...
news and one of my Robinhood account. And I said, look, and that somehow got turned political.
Yeah,
you should have just been like, was it what's the up arrows?
The up arrows,
stonks,
yeah. Stonks,
stonks. This is stonks. If you just pointed up at your username, that's what are you trying to say? Arab, I'm sorry, bro. I did not know. I completely
sorry,
apologize.
I'm not racist.
I'm not racist. Walk away from this Twitter conversation with my dignity held up.
Walk away from this podcast with my dignity.
You can't. Not
gone.
You're on this
gone.
Podcast. You're good.
You think Omicron or Optimus Prime will win?
Oh,
dude.
I fucking love Transformers. Omicron
has
so much shit for
Fortnite.
Fire.
He has
a lot of abilities.
Yeah.
GoBots are really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Microbots.
Yeah.
Microbots.
They're microbots, not GoBots. They're microbots.
Okay.
Can we
what are GoBots do?
What is your, I don't know.
Can we one video game other than Fortnite?
No, I want to talk about Fortnite.
Shut the fuck up, Batty.
I used to play League of Legends. What, you guys play League?
I did. I was.
Eli did. I did back in 2000.
You were a fucking master. Wait,
I played for high school.
Wait,
let me look at you.
Okay. What was I?
Why do I feel jungle?
I was a jungler.
You boy!
I mean, there's.
Look at this man!
There's three options.
If this man. And I could go on so many tangents on this first.
I was before Fortnite. I played.
Zinzao.
For my university. Zinzao was the first reason I hit diamond. It was AP Zinzao. I made that shit.
This is the part of the podcast where we all look at Donut and say the game that he doesn't understand.
Yeah. Cool league.
Oh, yeah. I played league back in 2011, so I can't even. Yeah. I tried it. Couldn't get into it.
We won the second largest tournament in the Southeast. It was the Georgia Tech LAN. It was cool, bro. We spent like 3 days. It was so cool. It was like my first time fucking. Whatever. I was playing for my college for fun. And like we spent 3 days just playing back fucking 10 hours a day against other teams. And we had like five to 10 homies behind us. And they were just fucking cheering us on.
Dude,
in the auditorium.
League is, I'm jungle and top. So Nassus for top.
I thought you were a bottom.
Yeah,
I'm a
power bottom.
Power bottom. Usually
power bottom.
Yeah.
Power bottom.
It's just you still play? Run?
I haven't played in a year and a half.
I have been watching my friends play the league the last six months nonstop because I miss it.
I hopped on, bro, like a week and a half ago because I was at home with my family and my boys, and they play. They still play for fun. So I hopped on. I hadn't touched a game in 8 weeks since I quit. And it was fun. It was fun to like just chill.
Yeah.
But then after a day, I was like, whatever.
You fucking angry.
Rank,
again.
Dude, rank is the
don't talk about rank.
The most toxic fucking community in the existence of mankind. That's why I'm surprised you're like master, because the only reason I started doing ranked again was I was streaming and a viewer came in. He was a younger guy, super young. And he was like, oh yeah, fucking, I play League. I was like, God damn it, this trash player is going to. Is gonna try to play with me on teams on ranked. So I'll play with you. Cause I guarantee you've heard the same thing. I'll team up with you, and you're like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rage.
Well, I hear that in Fortnite all the time.
Homeboy was a master rank. He's like, yeah, I got extra accounts though. And then I watch him play. He's going 22-1. I'm like, bro, he's a jungle. He's like, yeah, just fucking. This is how I play. I'm like, he's like, watch these tutorials, Eli. I'm like, I'm the trash player.
I am the poo-poo garbage.
Yeah, this is my life good. Now. Because I was like,
it was hard. That was my peak. Like, Diamond 1 is where I hovered. So, Master, dude, the difference, like, even though it's just.
Dude, Diamond's fucking insane.
It's one rank over. Dude, the difference was crazy. Yes.
I never play ranked.
Yes, Diamond. Fuck League.
I was
casual League. It was a big part. It was like 4 or 5 years of my life.
Yeah, you guys remember when you got raised for free?
You played RuneScape?
No, God, no. I hated RuneScape.
MMO. Did you play any MMO?
Fuck RuneScape.
RuneScape was my MMO.
Was that it?
Yeah.
See, MMOs, that's. Batty, did you get in?
Elder Scrolls Online, Star Wars The Old Republic, early WoW.
Yeah, you look like it.
What the fuck?
Man, he is just winning me over. You look like a Star Wars fan.
Donut, you're on my side. Fuck this guy. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, Donut, come over here.
I think that's called something. When do we divide us segregation? And those guys?
Oh, no.
High property
value. I get it now. Oh, God. Thank you for coming to the Unsubscribe Podcast.
Oh, no. I had liquids in my mouth. I love this, bro. This is why I love podcasts.
They're so good.
They're just so random. You're just like, let's have a defined note.
Well, it's just, dude, the beauty of like being able to say shit on YouTube as opposed to Twitch.
Oh my God.
Like all these jokes we're cracking. I would still crack them on Twitch. Like we're still pretty like tame right now. But like every time I'd crack them, I'd be like, fuck. What if it
turns
red?
Was that the one?
Yeah.
What if it turns red?
I just said an Olivia eating a cat joke.
You know what I'm saying? Like
shit.
Like those are ones I'm willing to crack on Twitch. Like we're not saying anything too untamed, but like, dude, I would say if we say any of those on Twitch, I'd say them, but I'd still be like, shit, like
yeah, VOD's going away.
Oh, for the next 45 minutes, I'll be like, am I still alive?
Which is it's not how it should be.
It's not, bro.
Live stream, it should just be like, hey, This is a joke.
Me?
I want to be a Twitch ambassador.
This guy
is racist. Let's bring some baddie to the Twitch ambassador program.
Oh, man. Color your hair.
Purple hair baddie, I love.
Ambassadors don't like me very much.
No, they don't.
But it shouldn't be like that.
No.
If you don't like what I'm saying, just go watch somebody else.
Why is that so hard, man?
That's what I never understood.
There's too many victims.
Why can't you just be like, instead of being like, I don't like this guy's content, let's all at Twitch fuck this guy, you know? Why can't you just be like, okay, this is another one dude out of 7.5 billion. Let me not click him and fucking block me. Who cares?
Like, why do people feel the need need to be offended? They need to be offended.
Like, they haven't actually gone through shit. Bro, you've been shot in war.
Okay. It was a ricochet. Let's just slow down.
Maddie, how many wars do you go to?
None. 0%.
Bro, in my country, I've been on the fucking treadmill and I've seen... Dude, we were playing basketball in 2006, okay, with our homies at 6 to 7 p.m., right around then. And we hear fireworks, broad daylight. We're like, what the fuck is happening? Like, why is somebody doing fireworks right now? Fireworks happen in Lebanon, you know, different saints, holidays, whatever. Like, whatever, fireworks. My mom comes booking it, all right? And she goes, Israel's fucking bombing us. Get inside. We thought it was fireworks. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're sitting and playing basketball, and now we're getting told to be inside. Like, it's whatever. Like, that's life. Like, that's shit you deal with, you know? These people here, like, they haven't fucking dealt with shit. The people who try to cancel people, they just want to be part of the story.
Give me my moment of attention. With,
you know?
I was literally,
they're bored.
Because I don't go on those rants, but it's the ideology of they haven't experienced a lot of things. They don't know, a lot of people don't know what a third world country is.
Bro.
Like, they think, I have it bad here. And it's like, in fucking Iraq or anything.
Exactly.
Going into houses and you're like, you have a dirt floor and you have 10 kids.
And you're happy.
And you're like, mister, here's chai, everything. I'm like, fucking sweet. Treat you with respect. Do this. But you're like, this is poverty. This is how life could be. And then you're like, United States sucks. We have nothing here. I'm like,
let me just complain with my four fucking TVs. Yeah. My roommate who pays most of my bills. Let me log into my Twitter right now. Let me get on my iPhone 13 XL.
The $1,000. It's like a PC that you're putting in your pocket. And you're like,
what hashtags are trending?
Dude.
Ooh.
I was literally just looking at this shit today.
The Oprah party. Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Fucking bonkers.
I was talking to him about my whole cancellation thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't fucking apologize to anyone. Because I was stressing over it. I was like, I don't want to lose my livelihood. He was like, don't fucking apologize to these softies.
It's losing livelihood. That's where my issue is how can you go back to 10, 20 years of somebody doing something that was okay at the time, even if it was a joke? My favorite subject now is
Jenna Marbles.
Jenna Marbles. Yeah. Jenna Marbles, all her
they
content.
They canceled her. What?
Dude. And her content. Did you not know this?
I know.
Oh, but yeah.
I used to work for Scarce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So
The context of the content, you're like, she is literally making it a joke and pointing out
the most wholesome individual.
Yeah. She.
Dude, she was so wholesome.
So wholesome. And you see what they're canceling over. And she's like,
they get bored, bro. They get bored. There's
a joke in it. And you're like, she's pointing out this is like the Asian one, the Chinese.
Yeah.
When she put a hat on and the Fu Manchu and she did the ching chong, let me see your ding dong. I found it fucking hilarious. Asian guy then leans in and he's like this. She's like, yeah, that's racist. During the music video, you're like, she's addressing this as comedy. You should not fucking cancel an individual that is happy.
Bro, comedy is no longer comedy.
Like, it's not subjective.
It's like, there's still people that do think it is, though. You know, like, there's still people that think it's funny. It's just that they're afraid because the other people are way louder.
Oh, that's it.
That's why I told him not. Dude, I promised myself, okay, our podcast is called Brand Risk. Mm-hmm. All right? Because we're a fucking risk to brand.
Oh, God. We should all do a fucking joint podcast. Unsubscribe and Brand Risk.
That'd be sick.
We can get canceled at the same time.
Yeah, dude. It's beautiful.
We can say slurs.
Oh, God, no, no, okay, hold on. Let's just...
Bro, you wait till I tell you this merch idea.
It's the title. What shirt is this? It's blurred out. The shirt's blurred out. Bro. It'll sell like hotcakes.
People still want to laugh at shit. Comedy's a remedy, bro. It's a remedy to everything, right? It's just like, I got in an accident the other day. I almost died. Okay. Some dude in a Grand Cherokee at 1:30 a.m. hammered, fucking hit us at 40 miles an hour. And if we hadn't, if my homie hadn't seen him and had actually gone on the stop, it was an all-way stop, I would have been dead. Dude would have hit my door instead of the front of the car. He fucking hit the car, went, stopped for a second, realized he hit us, and then did a hit and run. And the road he ran on, there was cars on the left and the right. He played fucking ping pong. He hit one, he hit another, and he flew into a fire hydrant. I got out that car, started dying laughing. That was like my way of coping with it. Laughing.
Did the fire hydrant
like,
spray water?
I was
everywhere?
Like, dude, it didn't.
Oh, fuck.
And
that.
That's why it I was go- laughing. Yes! No! That's why I was
my
laughing.
Man!
I literally posted a video. I posted a video on Twitter and it was me dying laughing. And I go, guys, it's not like the movies. And I look at the fire hydrant and it's not spraying any water.
This is bullshit.
And he's like fucking shaking. And I like give him a hug. I was like, it's good, bro. None of us are hurt. Like insurance will take care of it. It'll be a headache. Don't. He was going to go fucking grab the guy. Like out the fucking car. He's a cop. They're all cops. Uh-huh. Him and his homies. I was like, bro, come on. Don't stress. And I fucking.
Cops are. I would have had a totally different reaction.
I was just laughing. It was like, that was my way of dealing with shit.
Absolutely.
People fucking. Nowadays, you just need to understand, like, comedy's comedy. There's people that want to laugh, but they're afraid to because nobody's leading the way. I promised myself at the beginning of all this shit that I, no matter what amount of money, I wouldn't change.
That's the way
dude,
to do it.
I literally just told Donut, I denied, and don't talk about the details, but, like, I denied thousands of dollars because these people told me that my tweets weren't fucking...
kosher? They weren't fucking soft enough?
Yeah, and I told them, I'm like, sorry. Like, I can't change.
That's the way to do it. Is it's harder because we get a pass on a lot of shit. I will give that to non-white people. Is you get a pass compared to like everyone else
for sure. It's definitely easier for us. But here's the thing:
guys, feel bad for Batty. But if we can get a slow pan in on Batty during this segment,
but like, that's the thing too. Like
slow cut in of white privilege.
Like they say that shit. I think it's fucking hilarious.
I fucking find it. Cody could, Batty, both of them.
Like,
make,
I don't look
make
at someone's race when I fuck when they make a good joke. A good joke's a good joke. It's just the fucking internet.
Yeah,
white people.
Batty texts me the weirdest stuff all the time about racist stuff, and I'm like, man, what is this stuff? Why is he sending this? It must be a joke. And I'm like, ha ha ha. And then he sends like the devil horns, but it's like bat face. And I'm like, okay, Batty must love me.
Our texts are full of Batty slurs constantly.
I get like a lawnmower emote than this.
It was the same letter. What was it?
Thank you, everyone, for watching the Unsubscribe Podcast. Everyone showing up today. We have, of course, Donut Operator, Eli Double Tap, and...
Arab.
Your fellow Arab. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. I love you all. Thank you guys so much.
Have a fucking fantastic day.
Oh, yeah, show some skin, baby. Ooh. Damn, Donut looking thick. What's that? What are we doing?